I heard Maggie say, "We're so glad you dropped by to say hello before you had to say goodbye." But I hardly heard her words, because by then I had begun to notice the sad faces of my nieces and nephews. It really touched my heart to see them looking that way. "Hey, kids, what's with the long faces and the pooched-out lips?" It was Roscoe who spoke.
"We wanted to hear a story, Uncle Hank. Couldn't you tell us just one before you leave?"
I heaved a sigh and turned to my sister. "What do you think, Maggie? Should I stick around just long enough to tell them one little story?" The kids sent up a cheer. And Maggie? Well, she was just beside herself. A guy tends to forget how much these little visits mean to the kinfolks, especially the ladies. I went trooping over to the doghouse with all four pups scampering along behind me and flopped down on a nice clean piece of carpet. The pups gathered around in front of me. I started off by telling them the story of how I single-handedly whipped the entire coyote nation and won the heart of Missy Coyote, the lovely coyote princess. The boys loved the part about the fighting, how I whipped Rip and Snort and Scrunch in deadly hand-to-hand combat. And the gals, well, they wanted to know every little detail about Missy.
"Was she pretty, Uncle Hank?"
"Pretty? Honey, to this very day, I dream about her and often regret that I didn't become a cannibal. Say, did I ever tell you boys what the coyote warriors do to impress their girlfriends? They find a dead skunk, see, and..." Maggie had been hovering nearby, but now she came swooping in.
"Children, we need to clean up around the house. You can pick up your things and listen to your Uncle Hank at the same time. That won't bother you, will it, Henry?"
"Oh, that's fine, Mag. I can talk while I work. Anyway, kids, what these wild coyote warriors do when they really want to impress their lady friends is, they find him a dead skunk, see, and..." All at once, the air seemed to be filled with dust. So much that I could hardly breathe. It caused me to sneeze, in fact. I glanced around and... Oh, Maggie had taken a rug in her teeth and was giving it a good shake. She hadn't noticed that she was doing this directly upwind from me. I moved to get out of the dust cloud and went on with my story. Anyways, these coyote warriors, when they really want to make an impression on the gals, they... She was shaking it again. And believe it or not, the wind had shifted so that it carried the dust right into my face. I moved again. As I was saying, kids, these tough old coyote warriors... More dust. Well, I had a heck of a time finishing my story, but I'm no quitter, and I got her done. By that time, the kids were so caught up in the storytelling that they begged, and we're talking about insisted and demanded, that I tell another one. So what the heck, I launched into another one about the time I saved the lovely Miss Beulah from a villain named Rufus. It was then that, suddenly, and without any warning whatever, my sister swooned and fell over on the ground. Had an attack of something. Fainted. Well, you know me. I rushed to her side. "Maggie, speak to me. What's happened to you?"
"Oh, it's these spells again, Henry."
"Holy smokes. You had one of these attacks the last time I was here."
"Yes, I know."
"Is it the old head hurting you again?"
"Oh, terrible headache."
"And probably an upset stomach to go along with it?"
"Oh, terrible upset stomach."
"And how about dizziness? Are you experiencing any dizziness?"
"Oh, terrible dizziness."
"It must be all this dust, Maggie. It was starting to bother me, too." Her voice was very weak and trembly.
"Oh, not the dust. The spells seem to be triggered by nerves, tension."
"Nerves, tension, yes, I get the picture."
"And too much company."
"Okay, yes, I'm beginning to see a pattern here." I turned to the pups. Kids, your mother's headaches are brought on by nerves and tension, and tensionous nerves. I'm putting her to bed for the rest of the day.
Yes, and no company.
Right, I was getting to that. I turned back to the kids. If anybody shows up around here, tell them your ma is sick in bed and can't be bothered.
Thank you, Henry. You've been so kind.
No problem. Glad to do it.
And do come back another time.
Hey, I'll do better than that.
Goodbye, Henry.
I'm staying until you get back on your feet.
Oh!
Is it getting worse, Mag?
It's getting real.
Yes, and that's the worst kind. Real pain is really painful. She struggled to her feet and looked at me with... That was a pretty ferocious look she pointed at me, although I sure understood how those headaches could put you in a bad mood. Here, Mag, let me help you.
Haven't you done enough already?
Hey, it was nothing, really.
You'll regret this, Henry.
Not at all, sis. It's the least I could do. She staggered into the doghouse. And don't worry about the kids. Uncle Hank is in charge of everything.
Oh!
When she was gone, I turned to the pups. I'm sure worried about your ma. Does she have these spells often?
Only once before. The last time you were here.
Boy, that's a piece of good luck. I mean, if she's gonna have spells, better that she has them when I'm around to help.
The last time, she said she had bad allergies to certain characters.
Yes, those allergies can cause a lot of misery. Well, kids, what should we do now? You want to have some more story time? Take a nap? Dig a hole? What do you think? Little Roscoe held up his paw.
Last time, you took us on a garbage patrol. Boy, that was fun.
Yes, I remember it well. And by George, if that's what... Someone or something was banging on the front gate. Little Barbara went scampering over to answer it. I reminded her that Maggie was too sick to be bothered with company. When she came back, I knew something was wrong. Her eyes were big, and she looked scared.
Uncle Hank, it's the dog next door. He wants to see Mother.
Well, that's too bad. He can't. You go back and tell him that your Uncle Hank told him to go chase his tail. Spot spoke up then.
Be careful, Uncle Hank. He's big, and he's mean.
Son, I've already told you what I do to the cannibals out at the ranch. Big and mean is nothing new to me.
Yeah, but he's real big and mean, and he's a bully. He comes into our yard and steals our bones.
That got my attention.
Oh, yeah? Steals bones from my nieces and nephews?
And our dog food, too.
Huh. What does your ma think of this? Roscoe pushed forward.
She hates him, but she's scared of him. He says he'll beat us all up if we don't give him what he wants.
By that time, I was on my feet, limbering up my shoulder muscles. You know, kids, I haven't met this guy, but already I have a feeling that I'm not gonna like him.
You'll hate him too, Uncle Hank. He barks at cars all the time.
Yeah, and he beats up every dog in the neighborhood, and he steals and cheats and talks naughty.
Talks naughty, huh? Not in front of you kids, I hope. They nodded their heads, all four of them. Well, that settles it. Any dog that steals bones and talks naughty in front of my little kin folks is looking for trouble. And kids, I gave him a wink. I think he came to the right place. They clapped their paws and cheered.
Yay, Uncle Hank! Yay, Uncle Hank!
With their cheering and applause ringing in my ears, I swaggered over to the gate and prepared to clean house on the neighborhood thug.